Senate Bill 37, an act to revise certain requirements for continuation and conversion of employer health plans.
Senate Bill 37 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 37 is brought to us today by the Department of Commerce and Regulation. And currently today, employees have between 30 and 60 days, depending upon the size of the employer, from the date that their group policy is discontinued to apply for continued coverages. There are situations that exist today where employers fail to pay the premiums to insurance companies, resulting in a loss of coverage. So if the employer fails to notify the employees, they may have, their coverage could be discontinued and they don't even know it and their time has expired. This bill would allow such employees to apply for continued coverage within 60 days of the time that they are notified. The time that they are notified of their loss of coverage instead of within 63 days of their loss of coverage. This will help people who are incurring unrecovered expenses and allow them to be eligible for continuation of coverage under COBRA. This bill also revises our state conversion regulations to mirror the federal regulations because employers that have less than 50 employees operate under different rules today than they do under the federal. This would mirror the regulations so all employers, whether they're 50 or less with employees or above, would be underneath the same regulations. This would ease the administrative burden for employers and insurance companies by only having one standard applicable to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would urge for your approval of Senate Bill 37. Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I would have several questions of the sponsor, and I would hope he could bear with me because I'm not exactly an expert in the insurance field, but there are several things that make me nervous, I guess, about Senate Bill 37. First of all, I know that we've had a statute on the books that gives COBRA protection for 18 months, and I think in line 12 in the reader, it's deleting the 18 months down to 12 months. Is that affecting the COBRA time on this, changing the COBRA time from 18 down to 12?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you for the question, Senator Huttmacher. In Section 1, that strictly amends the current law that provided for the continuation when an employer ceased operations. But in the real world, they probably quit paying for the premiums first before they notified the employees. This expands the law to allow for continuation when that employer cancels or quits paying the premiums. More than 12 months is not needed. After that, they can have individual guaranteed issue.
Senator Huttmacher, you have
Madam
the floor.
President, thank you. If I could ask another question, then if that is the case, then does the COBRA, the 18-month timeline, take effect after that 12 months?
Senator McCracken.
Senator Huttmacher, thank you for that question. If I understood it correctly, are you asking, does the 18 months continue after the 12 months? Okay, and I believe, as I stated in Section 1 here, Senator Huttmacher, that the reason it's going down to 12 months because that is, it's not needed anymore, more than the 12 months, because this expands the law to allow for that. So that's the reason for the deletion of the 18 months, Senator Huttmacher.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. So in other words, we are changing the eligibility for COBRA time from 12 months, or from 18 months down to 12 months is all they're eligible for COBRA now.
That's correct, Senator Huttmacher. 18 to 12, because after the 12th month, they have the right for individual guaranteed issue.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Senator
Huttmacher. Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think what I'm trying to get at here is the continued guaranteed issue is what I'm calling the COBRA plan that I think they have to make eligible for 18 months if they pay the plan. And one of my biggest fears is we're going to delete that 18-month guaranteed time down to 12 months, and I'm trying to make sure that we don't do that.
That will not happen, Senator Huttmacher, because like I shared with you, Section 1, it just strictly amends the current law that provides for the continuation if the employer fails to notify them or quits paying the premiums before he lets the employees know.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I have several more questions. First of all, let me see, on page 4, the underlined on lines 3, 4, 5 on page 4, it talks about Title 2 or Title 16, the Social Security Code of U.S. Congress, been disabled. I know currently if you're disabled and apply, something happens to you in a job and you're eligible for SSI or disability through Social Security Act, you can apply for that disability, and once your employer terminates that, you have an 18-month time period that you have to, that you can use your COBRA. At the end of that 18 months, COBRA can do away with you, but from the date of acceptance into the disability program, there's a 24-month period that you're ineligible for Medicare. So there's a 6-month time span in there that we have that those people are uninsured, or basically uninsured, from the time when their COBRA lapses and when Medicare picks up. And I'm trying to figure out if we're doing something to help that with this 29 months, or if Title 16, and I don't know what all those codes mean, and I'm hoping you can maybe explain that to me.
Senator McCracken, big order.
Senator Huttmacher, in visiting with Mr. Moses, with the department, I've been assured that this, the changes that are incurred in here, does not affect the eligibility for insurance, and that these people are covered, and that's Mr. Moses has assured me of that.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I have one more question, if I could get Senator McCracken
to bear
with me.
Please state your question.
On page 6, we talk about the COBRA, and it's a 102%. Then it says anything after the 18-month period, the rate cannot exceed 150%. I'm wondering why we didn't leave it at the 102% for those final months after that, or are we anticipating increases? Or Senator McCracken's on the bottom of page 6, lines 22 and 23.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you for the question, Senator Huttmacher. On what you're talking about there, lines 22 and 23, the premium amount may not exceed 150%. Is that your question?
Yes, Madam President. What I was trying to get at was it talks about 102% is the most it can do of the group rate for the first 18 months, and this addresses the period after 18 months that the premium may not exceed 150%. And I guess I understand why we added the sentence to it. I'm just wondering why we had 150%.
I believe that the department, when they put this in there, going from the 100 or the 102% that you make reference to, and then we go to line 23 where it talks about 150% of the applicable premium, I think that's might be a safety valve in there that it cannot be more than 150% of the premium, so that in charging that particular employee or customer, Senator Huttmacher.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think I'm done with my questions. Senator McCracken, you've been great trying to answer them. I'm still not sure I'm real comfortable with this bill because I don't think I totally understand it. One of my biggest fears is we're doing away with our COBRA protection from 12 months to 18 months. Hopefully that isn't the case, but I think that may be the case that we're trying to do here. I think some of this bill is probably good. And I also expressed my concern about SSI disability insurance, and I think there needs to be some way to address that 6-month period that we have that they're ineligible for COBRA insurance that they can't extend, and also the time before Medicare will pick them up once they're on SSI. I know there's been situations in my district where that's happened. We've had people that have been finally accepted onto SSI because it seems to be a automatic denial the first time they apply for disability, whether they had good reason or not, but it seems to be the case that anybody that applies the first time is denied, so they're burning up more of their 18 months as they're going along, and it seems to be a 6 or 8 month process at a minimum to be accepted into disability if you have substantial injuries or are unable to work anymore. And that cuts your time down also in the same time, because you're burning up your COBRA time as you're waiting for your decision back on disability, which can take those people up to a year or 2 years without insurance before they're eligible for Medicare. It's a great concern that I have, and I think it probably happens in everybody's district. My question is whether we should hold this bill up and try to fix it just a little bit and get some more questions answered, or if we should try to go through with it. And I guess right now I'm at the point I'm not comfortable with this, and maybe it's because I don't understand it or something like that, but I really question whether we should go forward with this bill or if we shouldn't defer it. Maybe Senator Munson can reassure me that this bill is okay. Thank you.
Further questions?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Yes, Senator. You know, what you're talking about here, you got two different sections. You got Section 1 that's going to deal with the 12 months. It brings down from 18 to... The Section 2 is you're going to have the 18-month COBRA in there, and and what they're trying to do with Section 2 is just bring the statutes more into compliance with the federal COBRA. So really, from the standpoint of that, is, you know, my feeling on the bill, and then Section 1 is I think it really is more in line for employees, because if an employer goes out of business, that, you know, a person may not have coverage, and if they don't tell them anything, that's the concern I have. So the Section 2 really is a part that brings in more in compliance with the federal, but I think if you look at the federal or the Section 1, Senator, I just think that otherwise these people, and I didn't know it until I was up in committee, that they don't have that, you know, they could be missing that coverage, and this gives them a 60-day window to get in there, and it just shorts them from 12, but they're still going to get coverage. They're going to get it. So that's basically what it does, Senator.
Further remarks. Hearing then, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 37. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Elmer? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Hangi?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
No.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dennard?
No.
Madam President, no problem. Madam President, ayes 21, nays 14.
Senate Bill 37 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.